The announcement yesterday is a commitment to continue the current level of involvement that you see through the spring of next year, February, March of 17. And so we will continue the Army equipment that we use here to exercise with. That will stay. And the continuing rotation of a company size force will stay here until next spring. But in the spring of 17, that force structure will change. What we have here now is a set of equipment that is used from time to time in exercises, and we have committed a rotation of soldiers that come in. Sometimes those soldiers are paratroopers. Sometimes they are mechanized infantry, and sometimes they are armor. In the spring of 17, what we will bring to Europe and then again put into the three Baltic nations is an armored brigade, fully enabled with command and control and all of the supporting equipment required for a fully capable armored brigade. And what we would see here then is the newest of America's equipment in the armored brigade, coupled with soldiers that are trained and ready to fight in that equipment. So you have a fully functioning, capable set of equipment. And then broadly across the front of our allies in Europe, we would distribute units of that brigade for both assurance, but in transitioning to a deterrent posture.